It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we love to catch up with Lon Seidman. There was the White House Content Creator Summit. That sounds long enough to need an acronym, Lon, but it doesn't work. There's no vowels in any of the words. So it's WHCCS.
It was too long for even a hashtag.
You didn't go, right? You just observed it and watched the news off of it. I guess my question is.
No, I went.
Oh, you did go.
Oh yeah, I was one of the people invited to
get
it.
Get out! You're fancy.
I had to get dressed up and everything.
You're big time. I forgot that you were going. That's right. We said, let's follow up after you go. First of all, did you steal any napkins or matchbooks?
Well, I was hoping there'd be like White House napkins, but it was just like they came out of a bag. So there was no, I did get a box of M&Ms. So I did get that.
Was it branded White House M&Ms?
Oh, yeah. Yep. With his signature and everything on it.
That's cool.
So Yeah, they did give those out, so I took a box of those home. I ate the M&Ms, but
first of all, a lot of listeners haven't had the chance to go to the White House. I've been in the press room, and I went to an outdoor news conference with Ronald Reagan and like the leader of Pakistan or something when I was younger. Where did you get to go? What was the security? Just tell us a little before we get into the actual content of the content stuff. What was the experience like?
So it was actually at the executive office building next door. So it was on the campus. You still had to go through all the security and everything. There's, kind of two gates you go through. You got to answer some questions. You got to go through airport style security. And I didn't bring anything with me besides my phone. So it was pretty easy to get in. And we had our meeting in what they called the Indian Treaty Room, which I thought was about a treaty with India, but it was actually where they used to store the treaties with Native American tribes. Oh. So it was a it was only about 120 of us. It was a very small group. So it was, we spent most of the day there, had lunch in the hallway. but we didn't get to go to the White House proper. But it
did
was
the
fine.
President, the president didn't show up?
Oh, he did show up.
Oh, nice.
And so, so he came over about midstream. They didn't tell us he was coming, but I had a friend of mine who's the pool video photographer for NBC, and he sent me a text, "We're coming in hot." So I had a feeling something was afoot. So the president showed up around noon, and he was supposed to do about 5 minutes and leave. He ended up doing 45 minutes, just about, with us. So that was pretty cool.
That's actually pretty long for, that's a big stop for him, I would say. Was he amiable? Was he engaged?
Yeah, you know, he's very engaged. What he spoke about was the fact that, people are putting their trust in us and that you have to, be responsible about it. It was, kind of some advice about how to approach the work. He actually took questions. What happened was he was supposed to deliver like 5 minutes of remarks and leave, and the regular press was invited in. And he decided when he was done with his remarks that he would take some questions from the attendees. And at that point, the press started asking him questions from the back, and he kicked them out. And then he took two questions, but he definitely stretched out the answers a bit. But no, he was engaged. I think he had some notes on his paper when he came in, but it wasn't anything really fully prepared or scripted. He was no teleprompter or anything, right. But he was good. He was engaging with people. And I think what was most important was that it was an acknowledgement from the White House that there's legitimacy to the craft of being an independent content creator. And, there was all sorts of creators there. It wasn't just news policy types. It was, food people, There was a guy that gives tax advice on TikTok, a bunch of LinkedIn creators, actually. So it was a good mix of people, most of them smaller creators like me.
Well, I think it's a great idea. We're talking with Lon Seidman from Lon.TV about his experience at the White House where they had a content creator summit. It feels like it would be almost like a big networking event, too. I mean, where people numbers and swapping stories.
For sure. And actually, you know, a good number of the attendees were not actually creators, but people who support the industry. So there was, you know, agencies and some of the other support services around the creator economy that were there also, along with some people that, you know, do some analysis work there. And apparently, I didn't realize this, but it's up to about a $240 billion industry at this point, which is crazy. I think that includes like direct sales of products and everything else, but still a very sizable industry. So it was good to see it recognized.
Well, whether it's artificial intelligence or responsibility to, you know, be accurate or have almost journalistic standards, but what was discussed? Like, what did you guys talk about?
So they had the first couple of hours were mostly, I wouldn't say scripted, but very controlled. So it was very similar to like a media conference where you'd have a fireside chat where there's questions being asked of somebody. So they had some representatives of the administration. One of their science advisors who has been working on the AI issues was the first one up, talking about some of the benefits of it. You know, there's a lot of good things that come of it, but also some of the pitfalls with, you know, deep fakes and all the other nonsense that we have to put up with that technology. The deputy treasury secretary was there actually talking about a lot of issues that face small business people, because most of these creators are independent entrepreneurs. And in the case of a content creator, you don't have a lot of assets to your business. You know, there's really no inventory. There's no in many cases, many people just use their phone for production, so you don't even have much physical assets to your business. So it's getting difficult for these folks to get access to capital to grow their businesses into something bigger. So he talked a lot about some of the things they need to think about in regards to that, because it's not the same starting a business anymore if all you need is a phone and your likeness to go forward from that. So it was good to hear. And, you know, there was also a lot of discussion about fair pay, because, you know, in this industry, you're often at the whim of a corporation without much communication with that corporation that's paying you. And some of the issues that people have had, I've seen issues recently where YouTube creators have had all their revenue clawed back by YouTube because YouTube says they couldn't validate the traffic on their channel. So there's a lot of little things happening that I think need some attention. But it was what was good about it, even though we could not ask questions during that Q&A phase, was that the questions that were asked that were presumably prepared by the White House staff covered a lot of the things that I was hoping would be asked.
Do you?
And then we had about we had about 90 minutes with the White House staff in small groups to air our grievances, which we did.
So. I've wanted to ask you this before. We only have like a minute, so I apologize. And but since you do like product reviews, you really try to add value to your subscriber experience, right? To people, so people can learn. Do you ever resent some of the superfluous, you know, virally type stuff that ends up generating so much more energy?
Yeah, I mean, what troubles me the most are people that get paid to do things and don't disclose it. And there was a few people at the conference who were talking about how difficult it was to have to comply with FEC guidelines for that disclosure, which I was not happy to hear, because it is harder to do it the way that I'm doing it. You make less money, you struggle more, but at the end of the day, I think coming back to what the president told us, you know, it's about trust. And if your audience can't trust you, or they trust you for the wrong reason, it can really hurt your brand in the end. So that was definitely something that came out there.
Good stuff. That's great. Lon, we'll check in. Obviously, we have the astronauts we're still dealing with. We'll probably talk about that soon as well. Congrats on the trip to D.C., and we'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk soon. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.